Sunday, the 6th of December 2015. I came across a poem posted on Facebook by my friend Porrig Hegarty. And this is how it goes. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The centre cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed. And everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming? Hardly are those words out. When a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs, while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born. Yes, W. B. Yeats, William Butler Yeats. And the line, which is pretty well known in Ireland, things fall apart. The centre cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. That couplet. Is worth knowing in its full context. So there, I just like to thank Patrick, who says, by the way, that that whole poem was written by Yeats as he went into his final phase of grumpy old poet. And Patrick smiles as he says that. Okay, Paul O'Mahony says cheerio to you all. Bye-bye for now.